Welcome to day 54. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah test. Now, we learned previously that if there's a forgotten bundle of grain, harvested grain that was left in the field, if the bundle is 2 sa'as worth, a very, very large amount, if it was 2 sa'as worth or larger, then it is not considered shechicha. The aniyim don't get to take it, but the owner gets to pick it up when he or she remembers. And similarly, if there's a portion of the field that was unharvested because that grain was forgotten, that could also be shechicha. But if the area of the field is large enough that it could produce that same amount, 2 sa'as worth, it is also not considered shechicha. Shechicha only applies when it is less than that amount. And we explained that the psukim say specifically, lo tashuv lekachto, when you forget something, you shouldn't go back and take it. It needs to be something they're able to take, they're able to lift up and put on your shoulder. But if it's larger than that, that is not considered shicha. Perhaps the Torah wants us to make sure that we're sensitive and we're giving to others. The Torah is not going to require us to give such a large part of our field. So the limit is 2 sa'as. So the question that we're going to have is, in both of the types of shicha, either unharvested grain, standing grain, or in piles of grain, the limit is 2 sa'as. If it's more than 2 sa'as, it's not shicha. But let's say it is a combination of these two different types of shechicha. Let's say you have some standing grain and some piled grain, and together, and both were forgotten, and together they create sa'asayim, 2 sa'as worth. So what's the halacha there? Says our Mishnah. Sa'at tevua akura usasheina tevua. If you have 1 sa'ah of already harvested grain and another sa'ah of unharvested grain, and they're both forgotten, v'chein ba'ilan, and similar with fruit, if you have a sa'ah's worth of fruit that are still hanging there that was unharvested because you forgot, and you have also a sa'az worth of already harvested fruits. V'ashum v'habetzalim, and same thing regarding garlic or onions. We have 3 different types of grain here, right? It's just 3 examples. The first one is grain, the second one was fruit, and the last one is more vegetables or things that grow in the ground. In all 3 cases, einam mitstarfin l'sa'asayim. Ella shalaniyamim. They do not combine for the 2 sa'as. So again, you have a bundle of grain that is 1 sa'ah and that's forgotten. And it's right next to standing grain that was also forgotten to be harvested. And each one is a sa'ah's worth. They do not combine, even though they're right next to each other, they do not combine to create 2 sa'ah's worth. Instead, each one is considered less than a sa'ah, and therefore it is shechicha and it goes to the aniyim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, imbas reshus ha'ani be'emtza. If in between those 2 things, imagine you have the bundle of wheat, that's a sa'az worth, then you have a bunch of leket in between, stalks that fell to the ground that you're not allowed to pick up, you have to leave the aniyim, and then you have the standing grain that was forgotten. So they're not right next to each other, but there's leket in between, then einam and starf. And then the leket divides it up, but they would not combine. The imlav, but if that's not true, if they really are right next to each other, the bundles and the unharvested grain, elum mitstarfin, then they would combine together. So according to Rabbi Yossi, in general, those 2 actually would combine to 1 sa'ah to exempt it from being considered shicha, unless there's something between. We generally paskin that no, they do not combine. Each one is considered its own area of shicha, and therefore they each would go to the poor. Mishnah Hey. So if imagine you have tevua that is not harvested for food, but is harvested for shachas, which is fodder, right? Food for animals, o aluma, or to tie together other bundles, right? Sometimes string wasn't used, but actually stalks were used. Stalks were used to tie other stalks together. So it was harvested not for food, but for that utility of tying them together. And same similarly, the parts of garlic was used to bind other pieces together. If you have small piles of onions and garlic that are just recently harvested and not yet ready to be brought to the larger pile for that final stage, in all of those cases, ein lahem shecha. We learned earlier, back at the beginning of the Masechta, that one of the 5 criteria for something to be considered peah, and we see that it's true for shecha as well, is that it needs to be ochel. It needs to be something that is considered food for most people in most situations. Here, if it was harvested specifically not for the purpose of food, then it doesn't fit that criteria. So therefore, animal fodder, and if it's being harvested just to tie other things together, that is not considered shecha. And the last case, in the case of the onions and garlic that are put into small piles, because they're not on the way to their final stage yet, they're also not considered shecha. So in all of these cases in our shecha, even though there are different reasons for each one, in all of them, they're not considered shecha. Anything that is hidden inside the ground, like luv is a type of onion, garlic, regular onions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein lehem shechar. Rabbi Yehuda says they are not considered shechar if they're forgotten in the ground, right? You didn't harvest them, but not because you just didn't get to it, but you forgot them. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, they're not shechar. They're not eligible for shechar, and the owner is allowed to collect it. V'chacham omrim yesh lehem shechar. Chacham say, no, it's just like anything else that is unharvested because it was forgotten, that is also shechar. That is shechad, even if they're under the ground. Why would it make a difference? So the bartender explains that it's really a darshan from a pasuk. The Rabbi Yehuda says, it says very specifically that it is part of a field is something you see, right? Katsircha, something you can very easily harvest, not something you yank out of the ground, but something you harvest. Shechad only applies to things that are generally harvested in a field that is galoi, that is revealed, that is above the ground. And the Chum say, actually, it's interesting, there's a double negative in the pasuk. Twice it implies that it needs to be seed revealed, and one of the rules of darshaning a pasuk is that if there's almost a double negative, it also implies the positive. So if it says twice in two different ways that it really needs to be shown, that also implies that even if it's not shown, then it is considered, meaning if it's not above ground, it would also apply to the lech of shicha. So that's more of a technical way of darshaning the pasuk. But the bottom line is, we pass like the chamim, shicha applies even for things that are hidden under the ground. Basically, what we mean by that is, let's say an onion, the bulb of it, the part that you eat, is under the ground and only the leaves are on top. So shicha would apply even to those. And it would also go to the Nian even once you remember it. Okay, we will continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph tomorrow.